Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 11:18, live show, 2022. I'm going to start right in where we were from last night. We talked to you about the threat off the east coast of the United States. We talked to you about the probability that the missing submarine that they had kind of lost track of last week, that it may have been found and that it may have had some missiles turned on in the tubes. Okay, you see, this is the thing. Everybody expects, oh, well, the Russians will shoot a nuclear artillery shell or a missile over there, and then we'll retaliate and hit them. That's even the new name of the new command off the coast is Retaliator. It was last night. So anyway, it was Corkjar, and Corkjar had to go to the Great Lakes, the E-6B. But since then, last night, and all of the things we talked to you about, even today, before the dawn or time area this morning, before the early morning, six P-8s left Jacksonville area in Florida, and then some of them went north. One went north into the Smokies to look at what? The TVA dams, just like I've been telling you, okay? Another one or two went off to Wilmington, North Carolina, off station in Wilmington. Some went up there to where we were talking about, off the Chesapeake, off Maryland and Virginia, and in the Atlantic. And then other went off the coast of Florida. So the entire East Coast is being watched continually because there isn't just one Russian submarine. And it don't have to be a boomer, their giant boomer, or it could be their little shark, which is the deep diver, okay? That's also one that handles stuff and has drones and can also do deep diving recovery of ships and that kind of stuff. But all these subs can carry stuff that can nail you. Even their Kiowa class, their fast sub hunting class, their attack subs, those things have cruise missiles in them and supersonic squall torpedoes. They got torpedoes that go supersonic underwater. Russians do. We have them as well, but I'm telling you. Now, so that has taken place, and then off the coast of San Diego, we're using E-3s. I got AWACS E-3s, and we got tankers out there. Tankers have been sent off the coast of South Carolina and up off of Chesapeake in that area. But then also, here's the deal. This is very interesting. They brought three tankers over from Germany, from Ramstein or wherever in Germany, brought them over to the United States to handle what's going on here, because we need the tankers, we need the coverage here, because this is where the war will likely start or could start, not the Ukraine. The Ukraine could be a pretext, all right? Like the killing of these Russian soldiers. That's, shooting them all in the back of the head, execution, assassinating the Russian soldiers in the Ukraine. So that particular scenario or others could spark it, but it could all happen here. It could happen here first, all right? And that's what I was trying to get across last night. Now we still got more. We got all kind of tankers. The three tankers came back from Germany, okay? So anyway, now we got tankers off of the California coastline supporting an AWACS off of San Diego and other, when we say other vessels and other aircraft, because they don't have their stuff turned on. Most everybody goes to site, turns off the transponder. Okay, turns off the transponder. And then we still have assets in the Great Lakes, Michigan, Superior, Erie, Huron, Ontario, all of them. St. Lawrence Seaway, you got all that stuff there. This stuff is all in play. And then also we have stuff earlier in the day. They went off to look and they got search planes, surveillance aircraft, and tankers off the Gulf of Mexico. So this is a whole ideal, and we've got stuff off San Diego. We got stuff probably up there by Port Mugu in the center, which is then going on up to Northern California and on up the entire West Coast. This is serious stuff. Very serious stuff. Now, the interesting thing, Retaliate did this afternoon, they did a couple EAMs. And they were kind of interesting. Let me see my notes here. But it was differently done. Differently done, and they're doing them in spread spectrum. Spread spectrum, they're doing them in burst transmissions and stuff that's not easily picked up unless you got the right receiver and the right know-how of where to get it or where what freaks you're going to be getting it on. So now here's the deal. And several people in the ham community, the old SIGINT people, are commenting about it. It's big news because they don't really see it. Something's been changed up. So now they had a digital, an odd digital kind of a thing, where they went 888800, and then they gave a long string of alpha and numeric characters, which within the string, some of the alpha characters were doubled up, okay? Like XX or, AA or FF or whatever it was, okay? Whatever the alpha character was. And then at the end, 8888 again. Well, if you turn an 8 on its side, you got infinity. 8's normally in the numerological thing, the number of God, okay? And then if you look at it and reduce it in another sense, if the name of the command was retaliate, you got 4 8s is 32, 3 plus 2 is 5, and like they used to say in the old days, 5 was funnier, okay? Because 5 was the kill frame. 5 was division 5 of the, FBI. Div 5 was the undercover killer diller part of the FBI. Directorate 5 of the KGB was the wet work, okay? All right? So if you've got 8888, that's the supreme thing to let you know this is the final deal. This is the guy. We don't have to say Boxcar, all right, or anything like that. We just do a digital. Now, that's gone out and went out, from what I understand. And there are people that are good people that are still in the world of intelligence. Not that many, but some, okay? And there are still good line commanders, and you can be put in a position where a line commander says, well, General Milley or old Whatchamajigger or Secretary of the Army or Secretary of the Navy or whatever, whoever you're talking to, if you don't give me those tankers, then I can't continue the defensive posture and the being on guard against the Russian submarine to where we've got them dead to rights, maybe in a cavern out there or a deep trench, and they got their missiles on, or maybe they've slipped away on the Caterpillar drive at the shift change when they, had a coffee break or something. I don't know. But if they're still out there, they could be ready to light the United States up. Mystery Babylon disappears in less than an hour. Right? Mystery Babylon. Okay? It doesn't make any difference, the whole story, the whole bit. Like Medjugorje, that message was that Russia will be the chastisement, will be used as the chastisement of America. This is not the good guys versus the bad guys. It's not baseball. It's not Cardinals versus Cubs or or Yankees versus the Mets, or, it's not that. This is the real deal. There are no more drills. You hear somebody telling you these are drills and they're practice? That's Bravo Sierra. There ain't no more drills. This is the real deal. Because drills that involve this much hardware out there and much manpower out there cost millions and millions and millions of dollars a day. millions and millions and millions a day. So we've got all kind of tankers off the East Coast. You've got the E6B, or we got the British guy that came in, the NATO command that came in and took over and became retaliate. All right. We don't necessarily hear the Brit speaking tone on the those things, but that doesn't make any difference since the NATO deal, they can have an American operator on a NATO ship or a NATO plane that happens to be British. But what they're finding out is that there's a bigger threat now here almost to our troops than over there. Although, if you pick up on the rad detector stuff, and thank you, B&E of B, the rad radiation detector stuff, there's high numbers going up in Lithuania and in Scotland. Higher numbers. Well, that stuff could be loaded onto U.S. aircraft or on the U.S. missiles or U.S. vessels, but likely on the aircraft, all right? And then, as I told you last night, most of our stuff that was in Poland, armor, army, you know, different units, went north into Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, all right? Latvia, Estonia. And then from what I understand, they're looking down, they got all their stuff poised to go at Belarus. Well, today, the Russians apparently moved, or yesterday, or night, or whenever, with the difference of time, the Russians moved in multiple S-300 and S-400 anti-missile systems, which are very good ones. Now, what they do is they can track 1,000 targets, and they track more targets than an Aegis tracks, than our Aegis. But they track those targets, and they can launch on any one of the targets. If there's something fired, they can immediately launch on it, all right? Take it out, or try to hit what's coming, incoming, but they can take out where it started from, because they've got on the S-300, you got about a 300-mile radius around each one. On an S-400, you got a 400-mile radius around each one. When you start getting in Europe, those distances put you in whole other countries, you see, or across channels, or across this, or across a part of the North Sea, or whatever, the Baltic, or whatever. So this whole deal is ongoing. And meanwhile, the Department of Justice, goofball Merritt, he's got him a special Trump Jack Smith to decide the fate of Trump in the Trump probe, now that Trump has announced, you see. But none of that's going to mean anything if Russian hypersonics come in, or multiple warhead, reentry warhead vehicles, multiple nuclear weapons, in other words, launched from one missile that go up and then have different warheads that can come down in 10 different places, like New York, New Jersey, you know, or Philadelphia, D.C., Baltimore, whatever it might be, Jacksonville, Florida, could come down anywhere, Bragg, all right, wherever it might be, Miami, wherever. So, the thing that's interesting, though, is this new communication method or means or protocol, and that's a big deal, because people listening for years and years and years, some still from the Cold War, have not seen that except one time, maybe, all right? Not seen it. And then the call-ins are coming in sometimes from very weak, weak signal, oddball call signs. Some people don't have the big connection up to the bup, 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 and they call in to retaliate, or whoever it is now, or whoever they're calling themselves now, or 4-8s. And they're checking in, but it's weak, it's hard to hear. So what is that? Those are small intelligence operations. And this went out, from what I understand, to all nuclear forces, all ships and aircraft and surveillance planes and submarines to all intelligence areas, you know, intelligence operations around the world. CIA, you know, State Department, diplomatic, NSA, whatever it might be, military different intelligences. And then the basically, from what I understand, is that it might be, allegedly, I don't know, but allegedly, it might be that they're telling them, do not filter this back up through your boss three times, you know, and all of that, and have them come back, and you have to re-alter what you're sending. Send the traffic. Send any information you got that might be pertinent, because we're at a point to where it's the no jack around time, if you know what I mean. It's an old jack around the old Christmas tree time. This is the time when we could get hit. And meanwhile, Merrick Garland's appointing a left-handed guy with the big watch. You can tell he's been at The Hague. Well, we don't even subscribe to The Hague. So what are you doing bringing in a Hague prosecutor, okay, to prosecute Trump? We don't subscribe to The Hague, and the rules are totally different. So you see, they're got all trains with the meth head Casey Jones, drinking moonshine and shooting meth behind his eyeball. Casey Jones with the hammer down, all trains going to Function Junction. Talked to Brother Quayle last night, and Brother Quayle and I were talking about it. He says, you know, Ark, we're about 9.5 out of 10, 10 being the worst case as far as the most likelihood of a nuclear war. I said, we're about a 9.5. I said, I agree, brother. This stuff is too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. How close is it? Well, let's say Washington, D.C. could get popped in 2 minutes and explode and be no more. There won't be any investigations of stuff from when the FBI tried to run Trump out of office, you know, in 2016, all right? 2017. There won't be any no such in the Puzzle Palace unless they're way down deep below in at the fort there in the tunnels. Oh, yeah, you might have some congressmen that make it up on the train to Site R or to Mount Weather or wherever they're sending them these days. But you out there, you're the one where you have no civil defense because your government didn't provide it. We used to have in the 50s and early 60s, I remember it well, well-stocked civil defense, you know, things in every town. You know, the post office or the, you know, the city hall or the county building or the hospital basement or even in some strip centers and that kind of stuff, they would have a basements or what have you, and they'd be filled with civil defense supplies. About 15 years ago, I knew a guy who owned a business in a strip center. And in his, you know, lower basement, which they used for storage, but it was like not his first bed, it was the second basement down, they had all the original civil defense stuff, okay, in the barrels with all the food and the water and the whole bit, the blankets, the cots, the whole nine yards. And you know what they did back then? The FBI came pounding through the door, we're here to see your civil defense thing, and you better not have touched any of it. And the guy said, well, I don't know. How long has it been down there? It's been in my third basement down there. I've looked to see what it was, but I haven't stolen anything. Well, you better not have, or you'll be under arrest for tampering with the federal civil defense. The FBI didn't even know it was there. Somebody told them. Somebody finally checked the list after 30 years, and they went in there to get the last one, you know? Nobody ever came for it, you see. The owner of the business, he didn't really know, and the owner of the strip center didn't know. Well, we'll just leave it there. It says, you know, civil defense. We'll just leave it where in the corner over there. But that's what the FBI's become. The FBI's become a secret police. Jerkwaters, Luciferian, scumbag, jerkwater, secret police. And I'm going to tell you what, little old Ray Ray with his $100, $200 haircut, poofed up nice. You ought to bring old Bodie Bodish out there to tell the story. He's got that, you know, moosed up, you know, crew cut. Bodie Bodish. Sensitive Information Unit. Bup, 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 bup. I'm going to tell you what. These people are no longer doing anything on your behalf. And I don't care if you're a good guy in the FBI. Why don't you get a truck driving job, all right? Why don't you leave and go to work in the for the local county sheriff who's a good guy, you know? Maybe go down to Texas or Florida and go to work down in there for somebody. And get out of a secret police, destroy the population deal. Because all the things they're doing now is all about retaining themselves in power. And I'm going to tell you what, before the Republicans can investigate in January or February, all the stuff with Hunter Biden, I'm going to tell you what, these Lucys at the top slots in the United States executive branch, the intelligence agencies, the federal police agencies, and the Pentagram, these people will take us to nuclear war and declare the martial law and the whole nine yards before they will let themselves and Lucifer get taken out of power. So that's about what we're ready to see. We're ready to see Mystery Babylon gets taken out. And then you see the old Antichrist, the AC, he'll have his 10 horns and this and the 10 guns and the 7 heads and the 10 horns and all that crap. And that'll still be Europe. They'll still be basically around. It'll be the United States, Great Britain, and maybe the big cities in Australia taken out. Oh, they'll leave the gold fields and all that. Mines. They've already taken out the dam and flooded a portion of it. All right, already done that. So you're going to see stuff that you ain't going to believe coming up. But I pray that we don't have the nuclear war. But Mystery Babylon is Mystery Babylon. And let's go to Luke 21 because this is the other part. You know, we always talk about Matthew 24. But I've also talked to you about Luke 21 because it addresses what I'm talking. Oh, boy. Let's see. Let me turn to it here. All right, here we are. All right, here we go. Take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Okay? It's going to be bad, you see, with just that. But it's not the total end, but somebody's going to can still die. You see what I'm saying? Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Set it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom. See, it's your responsibility. With all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed. Listen to this one. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But
there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be if they're going to put you to death? Because in your patience, verse 19, Luke 21, okay, in your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, going back, well, let me go on down here for a second. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. We had the blood moon the other night, didn't we? And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Well, that could be tsunami weapons, couldn't it? Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, where the powers of heaven shall be shaken. For those things coming upon the earth, that don't mean that they're human, does it? Could be, but could be ships or could be whatever, but for those things, could be events. But if it's beings, they could be something that's not quite human. So they're things, you understand? And men's hearts failing and prepare, looking after the things which are coming on the earth, where the powers of heaven shall be shaken. It's a war, ladies and gentlemen. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But you go back to Matthew 24, and you also see Lord Jesus tells you, pray ye that your flight not be in winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Well, Buffalo's getting, 4 or 5 inches of snow an hour, supposedly? You're going to see that whole area tied up there? We got Russians in the Great Lakes, probably, with the type of tsunami-type sub, drone sub. You would have Russian Spetsnaz and stuff around perimeters of things. We've been telling you for years they've been hiding in the fish camps and in the little motels, you know, the motel from the 1950s or 60s. They'll put people up in there, and they'll put a sign out there saying, under construction. And you look in there, and you see all kind of new Ford and Chevy pickup trucks that stay the night, you see. And they're not going to wear the Russian hat with the big thing and the epaulettes. They're not going to see Russian bada 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 walk down the street. Nobody's going to have on their white with navy striped t-shirt, you know. No. Of the naval infantry, paratroop, no, they're not. No, they're going to talk like they're from. Going to talk like they're from Nebraska, okay? They're going to talk like they're from Nebraska. They'll have a new F-150 or a new Silverado or Denali or whatever they're going to have, or a SUV. And, oh, they'll have the right, now these days, they'll have the right watch on. They'll have the right shoes. In the old days, and when I'm saying the old days, when I first started on this thing over 18 years ago, you'd go out, you would see Russians, you'd see different ones. They had the wrong watch. They had the Cyrillic timepiece, you know, with the Cyrillic letters or numbers on it, you know. And they were big different ones, and their shoes were different. You would see them with their spouses. Their spouses, they'd be out at Costco's or Sam's Clubs or Walmart's or whatever. And you could see them there, and you could, or in department stores at the holidays. And the wives looked nice, but they had just a little bit different shoes than what American women wear, and a little bit different clothes and a little bit different jewelry. It's just a little different. By now, all that's grooved in because they've been here a long time. They were brought over. A large number of the Spetsnaz were hired by Barack Hussein Obama. All right? and they got them put onto the black budget payrolls and stuff. And they took them to Fort Carson, Colorado, to train, sniper training with our U.S. Army. And then other places with SEALs and other places with Air Force Special Forces, okay? Air Commandos, or with, Marine Recon or Marine Raiders now, too. So, when you got a Russian Spetsnaz training with an Army Ranger for sniping, and then they did the drill with them to where they were supposed to take over Cheyenne Mountain or the deep underground airport at Denver and to take it back from, in the drill, white Christian patriot veterans, okay, U.S. veterans. But they had to have, because they were against the New World Order, and they were against this and against that, and they were for Jesus and for the Second Amendment, and they thought that there was a cabal of rich, wealthy Luciferians on the planet who were trying to take over all the governments. Well, they had the Russians there, you see, to go to help take back Cheyenne Mountain or take back this. And they actually practiced on the scenario. So a lot of them are still here. Captain K saw them, over there, on Coronado Island, you know. Brand new pickup trucks. We saw them outside of Denver, outside the Denver airport. And they married an American girl. They had a nice, I think the house they bought, this was 18 years ago. The house they bought back then was $475. And, you see, we know people who see them. We remember up in Montana where the Red Chinese came in. The Red Chinese had brand new blue jeans, cowboy boots, and bup, 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 coming into stores, and Cabela's, and places like whatever they were up in there, big sporting goods stores, and going in and buying $300 knives and buying, ammunition for, other rifles and stuff they're buying, you see. We've known people who saw the Russians up in Colorado, come out where there was actually helicopters and stuff involved up in there, and that there was fires and different things. And we know that up in there that the Russians would come into a certain liquor store. Okay. This is not a bunch of crap. In Chicago, they had East Block and Russians involved in storing armament and different stuff in warehouse buildings and vehicles and stuff there. Ready to do what? Ready to take it over. Under martial law auspices and hands across the pond. So I'm telling you, this is no joke. So you need to be prepared, and the first preparation is, if you have not done it, and even if you've done, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your savior. Because that's the way you're going to make it through. That's the way and the key to getting through what's getting ready to happen and what Lord Jesus' red letter edition has said in the Bible. But we got it right up the East Coast, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast. You also have it off of Alaska and through the North, through coming down from the Arctic Circle. I saw some mimic evidence of high-powered energy constructs that you could view on the mimic, which is MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, Tropical Weather Systems, the maps that I've told you about for years. Just look up MIMIC, mimic, University of Wisconsin, and you want the number two, the Mimic number two, not the number one. And you can see the maps. You go up and look at the domain, North America or Asia or Canada or Alaska or wherever. And you can see the different energy constructs that we've talked about. Now, they'll only be there for a while. They don't stay up all day and bop, bop, bop. And then nobody talks about it on TV on the Weather Channel. But you can see what's being operated to create the weather. I can see on there why there is a drought in the whole West Coast and into the Southwest. Because they actively prevent moisture from coming onshore, with exception of one or two times now and then, into Washington and Oregon. But not into California. They twist it away, okay? Brother Steve Quayle wrote the book on the weather wars, didn't he? Brother Quayle was way ahead of the game and still is. I'm going to tell you, you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, they can get you gold or silver. He also has all kind of different books that the last one's available. He's not reprinting them, at least for now. You can order whatever he's got coming in December, the lies about the alien and the Lucy's, lying about the genetic manipulation of mankind, the destruction of mankind. But if you can get Terminator or Xenogenesis or Premise of the Promise or Empire Beneath the Ice, you see, Angel Wars, any of the different books Steve's got, the Giants books, and they're big, thick books, large scale, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of footnotes that allows you to verify the information Steve used. Just incredible. You also have the other videos and films and the different things Steve has. And then you've also got QPOS 2.0 and then also the special briefings. You can sign up for those different ones. And it will be worth your time to do so. 406-586-4840. Ask for Steve or Daryl or Tyler, whoever you're going to get. We'll take good care of you. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And also, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm just going to do it at the bottom of the hour here. Let me just instead of at the end so we make sure we get it through. Anybody still interested in assisting the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, who are fantastic missionaries who've been in the Asia for 40, 50 years and that kind of stuff, who moved back to the United States because of the COVID time. And then while you're at it, pray for Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. Lord Jesus, will you go to them? Lord Jesus, will you go to the Nunemakers, who are your brother and sister? Let me tell you, Lord, they do your work. Go to them, Lord, and remove any kind of a problem in their body. Remove any kind of infection or inflammation or any kind of condition and restore them back to health, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I pray. And if you can help them, and anything is most welcome or needed for them, and they'll put it to good use, send it to the Indochina Bible Project, or the Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, at Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y, Myers, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myers, Town, with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'm going to tell you what, that will be put into, and it will make and print Bibles and songbooks in the individual dialects of the individual mountain villages in the Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Myanmar. Those montagnards, the mountain tribes, they all have a different dialect in their village, and these Bibles will be printed up in the songbooks in those dialects, and it is such a blessing to them, and they're training preachers, and they're holding baptisms, and their people are being saved, and they sing, and it's just marvelous. You can't see all of it because I can only see certain pictures and stuff of it, but it's just incredible because they're still being persecuted. But they're on fire for Lord Jesus. Let them know. And if you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, I hope you do, because anything is most needed and welcome. And God bless all those who have supported me through the efforts of Lord Jesus all over the years, because that's all I'm doing, is trying to be obedient, because I was called to the deal. Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May Jesus protect you and your family against all evil and give you perfect sanctuary, true sanctuary, I should say, to protect you. And then also, if he needs you and you say, Lord, if you pray and say, Lord, I'm willing to stand against evil on your behalf and you know, to protect my family or to do whatever it is, Lord, tell me where you need me in the fight. And I will tell you what, Lord Jesus will stand you up where he needs you. He'll tell you what to do. He'll give you the information as to what you're looking for. You understand? He will do that. And you will be surprised at how few people are really standing on behalf of the Lord Jesus. All right? There's a lot of those that claim. But I'm going to tell you what, those who got the guts to stand up against evil on his behalf and our Father and Heaven's behalf, that's a narrow, that go, you going through the narrow gate there. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, but I'll tell you what, to all those good people in Iowa and in Colorado and in Michigan and in Maine and all over the place, in Kansas, Missouri, way down in Tejas, and I'll tell you what, Northern California, off the coast of South Carolina, all up and down the line, you see, Michigan, Freehold, New Jersey types, and all kind of people like that. Montanans, you see, all the good, there's so many good people out there over the years that I've known, and it's I give thanks, because Thanksgiving's coming up, and I give thanks to all of you for having kept me on the air and to help me keep me here to try to talk to you and to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, which was my first charge when I was called. The second was to warn the remnant, not the general population, the remnant, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come and what they might do to prepare for it. Now, on that list tonight, I've got one thing that the Lord said, this is what I want you to tell them tonight. We always talk about food and ammunition and water purification. Rechargeable batteries of all sizes and battery chargers, some of which could be solar or some of which could be plugged into, say, an inverter generator or, say, into an inverter that's connected to batteries that are connected to a, like one of those Harbor Freight solar panels, the basic solar panels. There's other different types, but I'm talking about things that are inexpensive. For $100, $200, you can get, you know, $199 at the Harbor Freight, you can get the basic 100 watts of solar that has all the basic controls and wiring and some 12-volt light bulbs that at least give you some light. And then you can plug in other stuff to it. And then what you can do is use that to charge battery. You can use it to charge things that are like the jump start batteries where you can jump start your car, air up your tires, that kind of stuff. They'll keep a charge for a certain period of time, okay? And then those you can utilize to run other things off of them. So you can get basic batteries, RV type batteries, or whatever it is. You're going to have to figure out how to do it, but there's ways to do that. And look it up and get the book on it before you know that it's not available anymore. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got all this stuff going on, and the Lord is telling me rechargeable batteries and battery chargers, you see. That's smart. Because I've got some regular batteries, but I was just thinking, I don't have enough rechargeable batteries. So I'm going to go out and try to pick up just a few extra of the different sizes, the D, the C, the AA, the AAA, all right, whatever it might be. If you have other things that you need for, like, I don't know, hearing aid, I don't know the different type of things, but diabetes testers, the One Touch Ultra testers and that kind of stuff, or certain watches and things that you need a little thin battery, you better go out and buy some of those too and get those extra. I would also recommend a wind-up watch. You can get them fairly inexpensively. Military surplus. I know, like, our buddy up in Minnesota, the sporting guy, oh, what the heck's the name of it? Anyway, Sportsman's Guide. They have different watches. I saw another one in another a catalog yesterday morning or something, which was a wind-up watch. Because if the batteries aren't going to be made in the future because you got a hypersonic missile coming out of a submarine less than 100 miles or 100 miles off the coast of the United States that can hit New York, D.C. and take out Mr. Babylon in about 3 minutes, 2 minutes or less, or even a Kiowa class that's got a cruise missile. The cruise missile with the nuclear warhead pop. 2 minutes to D.C., 2 minutes to New York, 2 minutes to New Jersey, whatever it is. Serious stuff. Lord Jesus warned you about it. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations. You got Ezekiel 38 to go up to the land of the unwalled villages, the Gog Magog War. We're here now. We're here now at this time frame. We're here now. If you don't know what to get or what to buy or where to start, then you can go to Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale's book, or you can go up and get a list from different people. At standale.com, Holly Dale, there's a portion in standale.com that says Holly's Zone or Holly's Area. She still has her old lists of different foods and how much for each person, how much for a kids or how much for a man or a woman and that kind of stuff to stock up. We're talking about the basic foods. Then we've got lists of all kind of other foods and things and how to buy them and how much to buy. Then you've got lists of medical supplies. You go down the list and you see what you got. Try to do the best you can. Ask the Lord to pray to the Lord Jesus that you can be helped or that you will get some income or something or some other person, your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, grandpa, or somebody, your Uncle Joe will help you a little bit, all right? And go in and get the stuff. Then there's lists of tools and everyday things, you know, and guns, firearms, ammo, knives, different types of things, you know, to get playing cards, things for the kids to keep the kids busy or the grandkids busy. While you're sitting in the back room waiting for the big boom. This is not going to be. You saw what happened with the Ukraine and the people there and how that was happened. You've seen this over the years in different wars. And what used to be like in the Middle East, you know, in terms of Iraq, in terms of Syria, in terms of different places. You go back into different wars, into Vietnam and Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand, and the different stuff that occurred during the Vietnam War, during the Korean War, or then the Gulf Wars, or go back to World War II. So you've seen it. If you've not seen it directly, you've seen it in movies, you need to start to understand that this is now not over there, over there. It's going to be right here, right here. You understand? Read what Lord Jesus has to tell you in the Holy Bible, red letter edition. Get the big print red letters so you can see it. And read it to your children and your family tonight before you have supper. Or tomorrow or Sunday. And if you can do nothing else but get one more can of chunky soup or one more can of Progresso soup or Denny Moore stew or whatever it is, meat, potatoes, vegetables, and the gravy, then you better do it. Because that's a ration for one person for one day. There won't be three square meals. There'll be one thing unless you provide them. When you pray to the Lord Jesus, as in John 14, go to John 14 and read that tonight. And he'll tell you how to pray, and anything you ask in his name is Jesus, okay? Anything you ask in his name, he will do, all right? But keep his commandments. Now, the commandment is thou shalt not murder, all right? It doesn't talk about war or if you're defending your family against the onslaught of somebody. And then he tells you, as you read through the whole chapter 14 of John 14, all right, you want to see Jesus, you want to see him manifest himself to you so you can see him and see, you know, I mean, really experience him fully, all right? He tells you how to do it. If you don't know, then you better go read John 14 tonight. And he says, and I will manifest myself to you, okay? But read what he's asking you to do prior to that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting real nasty, nasty, westy. So here we go. Just to give you a let, anybody came in late, we still have an expansion of all of the things off the East Coast. We're now looking in three sections, the northern section, the central section of the East Coast, and then the southern, you know, down the Carolinas, and then also down to Florida. We have a new command up there, and we have, here's the interesting way, they have a carrier frequency, and then they're running, you know, spread spectrum a lot, very wide spread spectrum, and it's like 18 sub-channels, in other words, 9 each on either side of the main frequency. Totally different types of messaging that are brand new. The 888-00, the long strings, real long strings of alphanumeric characters, okay? And then doubled up on the alpha characters, like double X or double Oscar or whatever it might be, you know? And so I think that these are all going out to all of our forces, intelligence, nuclear forces, the submarines, bombers, the whole bit. And when we say that there's somebody out there with tankers, as well as, say, the E-6B or the British aircraft or whatever that it could be now as a NATO running that show on the East Coast, but they're running shows. We're running shows on the West Coast, running shows in the Smokies, running shows in the Great Lakes. All right, we are under the potential of attack, and we've let these things sneak in. The reason that they go to different code names is because we're trying to tell you and to warn you to get prepared, where they have not done their jobs at the top of the pentagram. They are not about doing that. They're all about modifying the Red Chinese and the Ruski and this and that and the other. And now they've got us knee-deep or neck-deep in the possibility of World War III and fighting in 2-3 theaters, okay? And then letting in the possibility of tsunami weapons in the Great Lakes, in Russian drones, tsunami weapons with nukes that can sit at the bottom and operate autonomously for 6 to 9 months and don't have to move too much. And if you've got Lake Superior and it's 1,300 or 1,400 feet deep, or Michigan the same, or some of these other lakes, similar kind of depths, or 800-900 feet, well, that's like an ocean, not like the lake outside the small town where you go out and run your 40 Mercs and do your fishing and your water skiing, you know? So it's all going on. We got all the tankers. So those tankers not only fuel the E-3s, the E-6s, the AWACS, but they're fueling the fighter escorts that are there to protect them. They're fueling P-8 Poseidons, P-3 Orions, C-130 gunships that they brought out up the East Coast. We got B-52s up in the North Dakota area yesterday also. Got a B-52 up moving around, probably getting ready to go up on a racetrack. And then I remember a few years back that the B-2 stealth bomber, that when a tag rep was asked, the tag rep don't work for him anymore, but the tag rep was asked by the basic commander, I need these parts right here to put back in operation a couple of my stealth bombers. And the guy says, well, didn't you order them 2 years ago? Well, what do you mean order them 2 years? It takes 18 months to get them. We have to obtain the titanium or whatever from somewhere else, okay? They used to have to get titanium from the Russians on sneaky stuff and say they were going to build robot cars or whatever. I don't know what they used to say, but they were able to acquire titanium and then use it in stealth aircraft. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your home, your property, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and the enemies of the constitutional Americans. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready for Nikki Lapua, baby. The optics man, squeeze that trigger. Road and track, little L. I know tonight is one of your ninja nights or Muay Thai nights, you see. You hit that old heavy bag real hard for the old hawk. And the Lord Jesus loves you all. You pay attention to your mommy and your daddy because you got good. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and while you still can, prepare and get more food and things. Listen. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week.